You're listening to KTOO. I'm Yvonne Crummery. Thank you for tuning in. The city and borough of Juneau issued an avalanche evacuation advisory for all residents in slide zones this morning. The advisory comes as an atmospheric river is slamming Juneau after previous storms dumped several feet of snow. As KTOO's Alex Solomon reports, some residents in the avalanche zone are following the city's evacuation advisory, while others are not.
Two small avalanches release on a slide path of Mount Juneau, above the Barrens neighborhood, as Ezra Strong takes a morning walk in the pouring rain. The city issued an evacuation advisory about an hour earlier for Juneau residents and all known slide paths downtown and along Thane Road. Strong and his wife live on Gruning Avenue with their dog. He says they're not heeding the advisory.
I think in part because we're a little bit protected by a rock wall and some other things behind us. In part because we have seen slides come down before on the main slide path that didn't even get close to us.
During an online press conference Friday morning, the city's new avalanche advisor, John Brissett, said that many small slides can bring down the hazard.
It's actually a good thing that we're seeing smaller slides reducing the total snow load that is capable of producing an avalanche.
Some avalanches also released above the Flume Trail today. The Alaska Department of Transportation confirmed numerous small avalanches along Thane Road this morning. The agency expects more avalanches this evening since the forecast shows continued heavy rainfall, strong winds, and warming temperatures. The closure of Thane Road could be extended multiple days. Some residents of the Barrens neighborhood have evacuated to friends' houses or Centennial Hall, the emergency shelter set up by the city and the American Red Cross. Carlos Cadiente lives kitty corner from Juneau Douglas High School, Yada Akathle, in the Barrens slide path. He evacuated at around 11:30 a.m. in one vehicle, while his wife drove behind in another. At a stop sign, he says they're headed to a friend's house just down the street.
We already had a go bag going, and we already had the cars loaded up and ready to roll, and so we're rolling.
He says this is the first time they've followed an avalanche evacuation advisory in the decades they've lived here.
But it's kind of an extreme measures, you know, extreme weather that we've had. So it's just been a battle for days and days and days. So we're just kind of trying to be proactive and not be a problem.
Britt Tonneson is the Community Disaster Program Manager for the Red Cross of Alaska in Southeast. In coordination with the city, the Red Cross set up an emergency shelter at Centennial Hall downtown for residents on Friday. At the shelter on Friday morning, she says they've been preparing for the last week.
We've seen multiple fatal landslides and avalanches in the past, you know, decade. And evacuating to a congregate shelter is not people's dream idea. It's a safe place to go. We do the best to meet the needs, and we have incredible, loving, warm volunteers to meet people.
Tonneson says that anyone in the avalanche zones, as well as anyone who's worried about their roof collapsing, are welcome at the shelter. She says they are prepared to take 150 people. More than a couple dozen people signed up this afternoon. Avalanche, weather, and road conditions are expected to worsen this evening. With help from Clarice Larson, I'm Alex Solomon in Juneau.
As snow turned to rain in Juneau today, the city is warning residents that roads are beginning to flood and the snow on roofs is getting heavier. At a press conference earlier today, National Weather Service meteorologist Nicole Farron said the heaviest rain is expected to fall throughout the day into the evening. The National Weather Service issued a flood watch across Southeast Alaska this morning that will last through the weekend.
We do have a flood watch that remains in effect for localized flooding, ponding of water on roadways, and other hazards that can come out of that, like hydroplaning and things like that.
The existing snowpack, with some berms over 5 feet tall in parts of town, is blocking drainage on roads. She says cars can get stuck in the high water, which residents are sharing videos of on social media.
If you're not sure how deep the water is across a roadway or otherwise, or if you don't know that if your vehicle can make it through, then find an alternate route. If your tailpipe is reaching the level of the water, then you could easily get stuck and cause more issues there.
And as the rain falls, the existing snowpack absorbs it like a sponge, making it heavier. Farron says that additional weight may increase the risk of roofs collapsing. The city advises anyone who is not in an avalanche evacuation area to stay at home and off the roads while crews work to clear storm drains and make them safe for travel again. Capital Transit buses are running, except in sections of Glacier Highway that are in avalanche slide paths. And the city and borough of Juneau has largely wrapped up shoveling on Sit Iti Shanach Glacier Valley Elementary School, and began work on Mendenhall River Community School today. This comes after record snowfall caused the district to close schools multiple times this week, including all schools today. Assistant City Manager Robert Barr said at a press conference on Friday, the rain from the current atmospheric river could increase the weight on roofs.
We expect snow weights to increase because of the rain until it is able to warm up sufficiently for that snow ice melt to drain both through the roof drains, which we're giving careful attention to, as well as off the roofs through gutter and gutter style systems.
Juneau School District Superintendent Frank Hauser says shoveling on the roof of the Mendenhall River Community School is expected to continue this weekend. He says CBJ engineering teams plan on inspecting schools through this weekend to make sure it's safe to occupy on Monday. Hauser says schools will move to remote learning if there's any need to close for snow removal next week. He says a wider number of factors will determine if another district-wide closure is needed.
Though none of our schools are in the avalanche zones, it is something that could inhibit transportation. And so as we're looking at that and looking at the road conditions, those are factors we take and we'll look at a more broad potential school closure.
Juneau Douglas High School, Yada'a Kahle, and Harborview Elementary School sit just outside the Barron Slide Path avalanche zone. Hauser encouraged families to make sure their contact information with the schools are up to date and to download the district's app to receive the latest alerts. And the general manager of Juneau's Eagle Crest ski area has resigned, and the chair of its board of directors has stepped down. Both departures were announced last night during the ski area's board of directors meeting. Hannah Shively served as the board chair for less than 6 months. At the meeting, she said she was leaving the role due to health reasons. The board elected Brandon Cullum as its new chair. Craig Simmons, Eagle Crest general manager, was absent from the meeting and did not immediately respond to a request for comment on his resignation. He had not publicly offered a reason as of this morning. Simmons' resignation comes after serving in the role for less than 2 years. He was hired as the general manager in the fall of 2024 after the former manager was abruptly asked to resign by the board. Both departures also come as the city-owned ski area faces a tough start to its 50th season, including a broken water line and a delayed opening of the ptarmigan lift. And that's all while Juneau has been facing back-to-back snowstorms, prompting city officials and tribal leaders to issue a joint disaster declaration. The capital city is currently bracing for heavy rain and potential flooding from an atmospheric river today. Eagle Crest staff originally announced in mid-December that there was a large break in its main water line that supplies its lodges. And while that has since been repaired, staff say there are still other repairs that need to be done before the water is restored. In the meantime, skiers and staff have been using portable toilets outside the lodge. Another issue is the delayed opening of its ptarmigan lift due to unexpected repairs. The chairlift serves the middle of the mountain. According to Shively, the ski area hopes to open it soon. Simmons agreed to stay in his role for another month to help facilitate finding his replacement. In the meantime, the ski area's director of snow sports, school, rental, retail, and repair, Aaron Lupro, will take over the role of acting general manager. And several caribou herds in Alaska's Arctic are on a decline, including now the porcupine herd, which is currently the biggest. That's according to State Department of Fish and Game data released this week. As the Alaska Desk's Alonia Nyden reports, biologists say the reason for the downward trend are hard to pin down.
The Alaska Department of Fish and Game announced that both the porcupine and Central Arctic caribou herds have faltered. That's on top of a drastic decrease for the large Western Arctic caribou herd that the department announced in December. Mark Nelson is a wildlife biologist with the department. He lives in Fairbanks and focuses on the herds in his region, but he says he's aware of the bigger trend.
The general consensus is that a lot of these, especially these Arctic herds, are declining at the moment, but what that means as far as the future or what's driving it, I really don't know.
The porcupine caribou herd roams across the eastern part of Alaska's Arctic and into Canada. It is only hunted by Arctic Village residents and flying hunters. The herd was among a few that were considered thriving after reaching its all-time population high 8 years ago. But this year's census showed that it's since decreased by about 75,000 animals, which is more than 30%. Nelson says the news was not a surprise.
We were all pretty sure we were in some level of decline, and that's based on things like adult survival, calf survival, parturition rates, like the rate at which those females are giving birth.
Nelson says the decline might be connected to predation or food availability, but
there's clearly no smoking gun. There's no one thing here that's causing this.
Nelson says biologists expect to see a few more years of decline before the porcupine herd stabilizes again. The Central Arctic caribou herd is a smaller herd that migrates in the central part of the North Slope around Dead Horse. Its population also dropped this year by over 20%. Nelson says that herd has also seen lower calf and cow survival. People from the North Slope communities of Nuiqsit and Anaktuvik Pass hunt the Central Arctic herd, as well as people in Wiseman and some Alaskans who drive up the Dalton Highway from Fairbanks. Nelson says he doesn't anticipate any changes to hunting regulations this year. In Anchorage, I am Alona Naiden.
It's currently 35 degrees and raining, and we're expected to get rain through the weekend. This is KTOO, and for more updated information on advisories and weather, please visit ktoo.org.